touched nothing. The kitchen. She flung her hands around wildly. She felt the handle of the dishwasher, the handle to the oven, the machines in her kitchen. Her vision was greenish. The blue spots were larger. They swam sickeningly before her. She was going to die in the kitchen. The kitchen. The kitchen. Dangers of the kitchen. It came to her in a flash, just as she was losing consciousness. Microwaves. She no longer had any vision. The world was dull gray, but she could still feel. Her fingers touched the metal of the oven, the glass of the oven door, then up, up to the controls. She twisted the dial. Benson screamed. The pressure around her neck was gone. She slumped to the floor. Benson was screaming. Horrible, agonized sounds. Her vision came back to her slowly, and she saw him, standing over her, clutching his head in his hands, screaming. He paid no attention to her as she lay on the floor, gasping for breath. He twisted and writhed, holding his head and howling like a wounded animal. Then he rushed from the room, still screaming. And she slid smoothly and easily into unconsciousness. Chapter 9. The bruises were already forming, long purplish welts on both sides of her neck. She touched them gently as she looked into the mirror. "When did he leave?" Anders said. He stood in the doorway to the bathroom, watching her.
"I don't know. Around the time I passed out."
He looked back toward the living room. "Quite a mess out there."
"I imagine so."
"Why did he attack you?"
"He had a seizure."
"But you're his doctor."
"That doesn't matter," she said. "When he has a seizure, he's out of control. Totally. He'd kill his own child during a seizure. People have been known to do that."
Anders frowned uncertainly. She could imagine the trouble he was having with the idea. Unless you had seen an ADL seizure, you could not comprehend the unreasonable, brutal violence of an attack. It was completely beyond any normal life experience. Nothing else was like it, analogous to it, similar to it. Anders said finally.
"But he didn't kill you."
"Not quite," she thought, still touching the bruises. The bruises would get much worse in the next few hours. What could she do about it? Makeup? She didn't have any. A high-necked sweater?
"No," she said. "He didn't kill me, but he would have."
"What happened?"
"I turned on the microwave."
Anders looked puzzled. "The microwave?"
"It affected Benson's electronic machinery. Microwave radiation screws up pacemaking machinery. It's a big problem for cardiac pacemakers now. Dangers of the kitchen. There have been a lot of recent articles."
"Oh," Anders said. He left the room to make some calls while she dressed. She chose a black turtleneck sweater and a gray skirt and stepped back to look at herself in the mirror. The bruises were hidden. Then she noticed the colors, black and gray. That wasn't like her. Too somber, too dead and cold. She considered changing, but didn't. She heard Anders talking on the phone in the living room. She went out to the kitchen to make